October 19th of last year, but the first United States case was in Seattle at a nursing home.
Wow, so it was already shaking months before the pandemic.
Before the pandemic.
Before the pandemic.
That shit was already here, bro, in China.
Wow. That's
so
crazy.
Before that huge outbreak and everybody started tripping,
right.
That shit was already in China, bro.
In China, right.
Already in China. The first case was in Washington, Seattle, at a nursing home.
I believe that.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, so the next question was, did our government know? You know, I got to ask these type of questions.
Right.
For the people. And the person said, yes, our government was briefed months before. The president gets briefed about what's going on and what's taking place in the morning daily. And these briefings come from NSA. Mm-hmm. They send out probes and they have people on the ground.
Right.
So when the person told me this, I was like, what the fuck, bro?
Hold on.
I was like, hold on. This nigga... Listen, I'm going to tell y'all what I said, yeah?
First of all, he's no ninja.
Yeah, I was like, these bombers did this. This bomber knew already.
Already, yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So he already knew about the COVID shit when it happened, yeah?
That's wild.
He knew months before this shit happened, bro. Like,
that's crazy. Didn't he say, I remember one of his press conferences, he was saying, how could anybody know that this is going to happen?
Listen,
how could we know that a pandemic was going to be on our hands?
He was like,
I'm not Miss Cleo. I'm not a fortune teller. How would I know? But apparently, if you had just read your daily briefings,
son,
or if you had paid attention, he
is the president.
Right.
He knows, like, you know.
Ain't the president supposed to be, like, the most strongest man in the world? Powerful man in the world?
So, this is something. This is an inside thing.
Right.
You guys. Like, we're family. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to bring y'all in. They have meetings, like TV meetings,
right,
with all the leaders in the goddamn world.
Exactly.
And they talk about shit about what's going to go on and what's affecting what and what's happening.
Yeah.
This is what's real.
Yeah, like the Geneva Convention.
So you can't say I didn't know when you get briefed about the world every day, bro.
Every day. Exactly.
Every single day, bro, you know what's happening, bro.
Yeah.
So you knew about this COVID shit, but you just didn't care.
Yeah, exactly.
You just didn't care.
But why don't you think he cared, though?
Man, why would he? He's Trump.
I don't know. You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Like, dog, this is... He doesn't care.
Right. I mean, I got my own ideas.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely
care,
got his own ideas. I got mine, too.
Right.
But it's like, dog, it's like, I'm not tripping about y'all. I'm rich.
Right.
I got this. I'm that. I don't have to be around y'all if I don't want to.
Right, exactly.
My kids get private tutoring.
Exactly.
So won't your kids go to school because we can help these financial institutions mm-hmm. get money yep. to help the economy.
Yeah.
Are your kids – I think one of the reporters asked about his kids and he didn't say nothing. Well, or he tried to beat around the bush.
Well, his son's Barron. I know for sure his son Barron is not going to school this year.
He's not.
Exactly.
Son, he's the president. He can have people come in there with the mask on and everything.
Exactly.
Come on, bro.
So the whole thing about it is it's crazy. Like, so why is it okay for me to send my kid to school?
Because I want your kid. Because I want your kid. Because I want your kid to go to school so he can catch COVID and help the economy.
Right. Exactly.
That's basically, in a nutshell, that's what it is. Let's we gonna call a spade because this is real talk. We ain't gonna sit here and lie. So. The other thing they said, our government knows about everything, but it comes down to our government whether they're going to protect us and let us know.
Agreed.
That's exactly 100%. What that
person
said. Yeah. Like, our government knows what the hell is going on, bro.
Right.
Like, some of the numbers that I got a chance to take a look at
mm-hmm.
about all of these goddamn, they're having people that are not scientists, people that are not... Cause I'm trying to
qualify.
I'm trying to not go too far. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want that person to be like motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to mess this connection. I ain't trying to mess it up.
I got you, man. Can't be running off on the plug.
Exactly.
I got you.
Yeah. So, but listen, the numbers that I've seen, basically, they're having colleges that don't know shit
mm-hmm.
try to find a vaccine. Listen, bro. They get a briefing every day about the numbers of people who get like they putting this shit in people. Let's say, they're putting this shit in people.
Yeah, they're doing tests
to see
subjects.
What's going on?
Okay, exactly,
so that's my next. Okay, they're working on a vaccine on both animals and humans.
I believe that.
No, they are.
Yeah.
This is facts.
Listen, they got you. Yeah.
They're working on a vaccine.
I'm just saying that for the
right
people.
Now. Oh, yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying for
the
people.
So they're working on a vaccine on animals and humans
right
now.
I believe it. I believe.
Right the fuck now.
I mean, you would have to, you would think, because I've heard of dogs getting it. They think that it's supposedly, listen. You know what I mean, came from
listen,
a bat.
Home.
So if that's the case, then you would have to have a, and then have a vaccine for all the animals as well, right?
Listen, they, Kodak.
Yeah.
Your fucking camera company.
Yeah, Snip Snap. Yeah.
They just got $765 million to try to come up with a vaccine.
Hold on. So you telling me they gave Kodak, Mr. Picture
Perfect, goddamn camera company,
the camera company. They don't even make cameras no more.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, they don't even make little cameras.
The film company, yeah. The little joint with the Polaroid that you flip like this. $700 million.
$700 million.
For what?
To try to help with
the
vaccine.
What, they want to take some pictures or something? What, they trying to make an almanac?
Listen.
They trying to make a yearbook or something? Like, bro, you serious?
Shit getting real, cuz.
That's crazy.
They are giving away money to any company that says, okay, I'm trying to research this shit. Let me get this grant.
Right.
That's all right.
That's what it is.
Okay.
I'm saying, I'm a business owner. Can I get this grant?
Hey, listen.
You know
I'm trying. Look, boy. So look.
I'll find the COVID joint real quick. I'll go to Africa real fast,
look,
man. You know, we get some nuts and berries.
Look
here,
man.
Stop playing.
So So it says, even though, so some of the things that was written, it was like, even though our scientists are trying to pinpoint the true origin of where it came from, facts that are known that it started from China, but they don't know exactly where.
Okay, I got you.
So it's like, they know it just came from China,
right,
but they don't know the actual, they
place.
Can't pinpoint it.
Yeah, the specific
location.
The
specific person or thing or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. You know what I mean? They don't know for sure. But I do know that they do have some type of a chemical facility in Wuhan that deals with biochemistry,
right,
and all types of diseases. So, I mean, it would only make sense. Like, we might not know definitely, but rationally thinking, logically thinking, it probably came from the facility.
Man, listen.
You know what I'm saying?
So, look, and another thing, they're trying different vaccines that can be taken through the naval. The naval passages, shoot injections,
right,
all that shit. So they're trying all of that.
Gotcha.
They're
got
doing
you.
All that. So listen, if you got that, if you scared of needles, stay scared of needles. You hear me? So
that's kind of like, scary, though.
It's scary, bro. Because like,
who they testing it on, though? Like,
man, they're okay. We gonna get to that. We keep that in mind.
Yeah, definitely.
This is what the person told me. They're thinking of ways to make this vaccine mandatory because they know people are going to resist. Data is supporting that the general populations are opposing to the vaccine. So these bitches, excuse me. All right,
excuse our language. Yeah.
It's not in the term of that. It's just what they're doing, dog. They're trying
to. We're not talking about females.
No, definitely not talking
about the character.
Just when you're getting animated and amped up about a subject. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Gotcha.
So basically, bruh, they are trying to find, they're trying to come up with a law that is going to make these people, like, make people take this
mandatory
vaccine.
Mandatory vaccination.
So you can't duck it.
That's crazy.
Because they know you're going to duck it.
Yeah.
But they're trying to put in law so you can't duck it.
That sounds like somewhat of a police state.
Yeah, that's
like
what they're
martial,
doing.
Like,
but that's, this is what they're doing, bro.
Right.
Like, I'm telling y'all, listen, man, if, yeah, I know it's hard when I say this, but please believe what I'm telling you, dog, because I've seen it with my own eyes, bro. Like, they are making it to where it is going to be in law,
right,
written policy.
Yeah.
You got to take this.
Yeah, I could definitely see that happening too, man. I mean, like, even before you talk to that person, it's already been all in social media and in the media world, just from any and everybody that knows about this, that we know that they're going to be trying to push that vaccine on.
And check it out, though. Okay, so Trump, basically, what he did, hold on, this is my notes.
Question real quick.
Yeah.
Do you know of what type of, what will happen to the individuals that may not take the vaccine?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't know if it's going to be like you're going to get a charge or what.
Right.
But one of the things that I did, another one of the points was, it's called Operation War Speed. Mm. And what it means is, they're finding different companies, labs, universities to make this under 18 months. So these mamas is trying to come up with a cure or a control on this virus within 18 months.
I believe you, because I just saw something online.
But
I can't remember which doctor it was. They said that they would more than likely have a vaccination for us by January 1st, 2021.
But I'm going to tell you this. I seen the same thing.
Yeah.
But listen, vaccines and stuff, usually typically takes 3 to 10 years, bro.
Exactly.
This is what, so look, exactly. That's what, look, that's vaccines take typically 3 to 10 years to fully form testing of manufacturing to retail. They're pushing this operation within 18 months.
Yeah, not even just that, but it takes hundreds of thousands of clinical trials and studies to make sure that the vaccine is safe for the human, for the human population consumption. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I got to see what it is.
Man, listen. Like, so then.
I don't feel comfortable taking any vaccine, bro.
No.
I've just seen what happened to the young men in the Tuskegee. I've seen MK-12.
Check this out. This is a two-way thing. They're using real-life human testing with people who may or may not know that they're being tested for the vaccine. Like two clinical groups for testing. Mm-hmm. Those who know and the general public.
Right.
They're injecting the controlled group, those who know, the volunteers, and then sending them out to the public to see how the proto vaccine, the prototype vaccine, is interacting with whoever they come in contact with.
Yep.
Come on,
Yeah, that's accurate. That's accurate. That's what they've done with pretty much any and other any other vaccine that they've came up with. And not even just that. My thing is, when it's funny you said that, because you're talking about the people that know and the people that don't know. The first thing that that brings me back to is, man, we could break it down to like the 1920s where they started infesting, you know, started going to the prisons and doing all of these trials on young black African males.
So look,
trying to figure out what syphilis does, trying to figure out what herpes will do to you, trying to figure out what the measles and the mumps will do to you in a controlled environment. And none of these young men knew exactly what they were stepping up to, but they did realize it when they weren't able to step in.
Son, so listen, so it's crazy. The vaccine will be required to travel abroad. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to get vaccinated. Just if you talking about taking the trip, if you trying to take your wife on that anniversary to Paris, just understand you're going to get hit.
Well, look, you ain't taking your wife to Paris right now anyway, because France don't want us.
Hey, listen, don't nobody want us.
We can't go to Canada. We not going to Mexico. Wait. When have you ever heard that Mexico don't want Americans in? I thought the Americans didn't want the Mexicans in. How they going to build a wall before we get our wall built?
Hey, son, that's crazy. Listen, that's so crazy, because look, also, COVID attacks your pre-existing conditions, and it really wreaks havoc on those that have asthma, or if you've been treated any type, or if you've been treated for any type of respiratory
infection. Right,
you know what I'm saying? So if you got asthma, and it's gonna hurt you,
right?
It's, you gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So basically, that's why it hits the old people, the older people. I don't want nobody punching me in my head. In the grocery store,
you know what
older generation, baby bloomers.
I'm only 65.
Yeah, the baby bloomers, they're just gonna steal off on me.
Yeah, my mom looking for me now, son.
Yeah,
Slim.
Yeah, she hit me with the water. Yeah, she hit me with the water balloon, smacking my head. I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? She on my list. She on my list for the next one, man.
Her aim A1, know that.
Yes, it was.
She used to play ball. She shoot the 3 from the half.
I tried to duck. She still hit me. You know what I mean? But no, but that's why it's coming at a lot of the older generation,
right?
Because their respiratories are weaker and stuff like that. And then all of the people who basically have respiratory problems, or if you come in contact, like direct contact. So that's why when they say 6 feet, it's supposed to be more than 6 feet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
It's really supposed to be more than 6 feet, but they're saying 6 feet.
6 feet, yeah. Because, you know, just being in the area, man, most rooms aren't even 12 feet wide. So they just try to say 6 feet because it's better to be safe than sorry. But I can definitely see that, man. And that's crazy, though.
Yeah, So they said they're really starting to test age groups between 20 and 30 for antibodies, because people over 50, the majority of them, their bodies are already weaker.
Right.
That's why you see them passing away first.
Yeah.
So like the kids that's between 20 and 30, you're young. You still got that. Let me talk to you real quick. Let me see if you got the cure. What's his name? I Am Legend. Will Smith.
Right. Yeah.
Let me see if you got the cure.
Yeah.
Let me see if you got the cure for this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's in a nutshell, with the conversation that I was able to have, it's scary. You know? Like COVID, I understand. Like everybody want to have a good time. Everybody want to do this, but the real is the real. This is a situation. Period. You may be risking your life if you try to go out and have fun now. You know what I'm saying?
Is the fun really worth your
life?
Yeah,
is fun really worth me getting sick?
Right.
Is COVID really worth me just going out, just trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just trying to live. And not even just that. I mean, and you know, I mean, I feel somewhat guilty as well. Luckily, let me say this, you know, like we were, you know, blessed and fortunate enough to have the Water Wars event, you know, two Sundays ago. And we haven't had any individuals to contact us to let us know that they had any cases. There was no COVID spread.
Yeah.
So that was a one-time thing. You know, that's just because I wanted to get people out there just to have a little bit of fun. And you see, we only stay, it's lasted for 2 hours. But I'm not going to be going to the beach. Hey, I'm not going to be hanging out at the bar every single night.
Nah,
I'm not going to be going to all the house parties, chilling with all my friends and all that, bro. It's just not working. It's crazy.
I'm just not in that type of mode. So, like, when you see me out, I'm either going to where I need to get to or it's on a Thursday.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. I'm in the house.
Right.
Like, I'm not playing.
Yeah, for what?
Like, see, it's like, it's to a point now, it's just like, dog, I'm not trying to risk myself. You know what I'm saying? My health. Then it's like, so, this is for everybody, man. Like, just say, for instance, you want to go out and spend and have a good time. You just want to do this, that, and the third. You don't know, it is over 65% of the people who may have COVID and show no symptoms. They are asymptomatic, cuz. Exactly. So you don't know if you have it or not, bro. Mm-hmm. And then you know when you go to the hospital, they jive carrying you. Have you coughing, this, that, and the third?
Oh, you got a temperature? Have you been like, out? Nah, I'm good.
So they check your temperature. If you ain't coughing or showing signs of coughing, you're good.
You're good. You're good.
That's all they're doing, dog.
Until you go home and you give your mother a kiss.
You feel me?
And then she waking up 3 days later wondering why she's coughing and why she got a high temperature and why it's difficult for her to get out of bed that morning.
Son, it's scary, bro.
And then you looking at yourself like, damn, what happened? Well, oh, shit, your mom got COVID. Oh, you got COVID too. It's just that you're asymptomatic and you're not showing any signs.
Exactly.
Exactly, homes.
So it's the whole thing is scary, bro. Like, we have to, as a people, you know, and the only way that you can control it is to stay in the house. That's plain and simple. Because, you know, like, truthfully, this is something that I came up with in my own thoughts. I know everybody where I stay at is straight.
Right. Wait, you know that?
Yeah, because
wait, are you talking about with your house or are you talking about like in your area?
No, yeah, my house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Don't go nowhere.
Right. Right.
Don't go nowhere. Like, dead serious.
Right.
I'm like,
how you gonna get it if you're not going?
If you're not outside.
Right. Right. It's that simple.
So like everything that I wear, like, so when I come out the house on Thursdays, cause I cut hair still, you know what I mean, masked up, gloved up, but all of my clothes, I take them off in the car before I get out. Because it's like, I don't want nobody in the house regardless.
Right.
COVID,
right.
Like, they said it's a thing where it's, I took the class, so the little COVID awareness class.
Right, right.
I took the class. You know, you can kill COVID by hot water, like if it's on your clothes. You can wash your clothes with your household's clothes with hot water.
With hot water, yeah. As long as, you know what I'm saying? It's like above 120 degrees. You got to keep it out the temperature danger zone.
So,
anything above 165 is killing all the city.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Rashid. Yeah, this is the truth. The hospitals... Everybody, okay, so the hospitals are turning people away. So, I got in a car accident and I went to the hospital, right? I literally seen people, like patients, everywhere. It was one of the craziest and scariest type things in my life, dog, because you see people, they got beds where it used to be no beds. Mm-hmm. Now it's in hallways,
right,
like
right.
All, it's in open areas.
Where was you at?
I had to go to Greater Washington.
Okay. You was up time.
Yeah, I was in D.C. I moved to D.C.
Right, right.
So that's where I was at. So I went to Greater Washington. Dog, they had patients literally everywhere. Mm. Everywhere. It's like, when you go in that joint, you're going to be there for a minute. I went in at like 6. I ain't get seen till almost damn 10. I was so mad.
Like you went to the emergency room.
Like, I was mad. Yeah. But then it was like, when I went back there, I see why.
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, laying out on the floor for the most part.
Like, bro.
They got cots and pots. They got bunk beds.
I felt bad. Like, I kind of felt bad, but I still was kind of mad. You know how, like, you feel bad, but you, man, fuck that. You're like,
I'm hurt, too.
Yeah, I'm in my emotions.
You know what I'm saying?
So, it was like one of them type of things. Like, bro, I was beefing. So... It was like I was beefing, but then I went back there. I seen the old woman on the bed, so I'm like, shit.
I'll go ahead and
I'm
wait.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, ma'am. You can go first.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry. But it was like,
60 plus.
But like, I was still on my aggressive, like, hold on, grandma. Like, look, you've been here for a minute. Let me go.
Right.
You know, I just want to get in and get out. Hold on, lady. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
hold, you going to spend the night. I'm trying to go home. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, look here. But yeah, they saying stop wearing gloves. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because gloves, it's something to do with the gloves.
When I think it's not the gloves themselves, it's the way that people handle the gloves. Like, you know, people who wear gloves, you know, they'll go into a store, then they'll go into their car, they'll wear the gloves inside of their house. Little do they know, if they had contacted COVID inside of the store, you just moved it into your car, then you just moved it into your house. People need to start learning how to dispose of the gloves properly. So let's say after you go into the store, you know, there's many trash cans. As soon as you get out the store, go ahead and toss the gloves right into the trash can.
That's a fact, your car.
Still use sanitizer. You never know if there was a little hole in the glove. There might be a little, you know, a little spot that a particle could go through. It's just better to be safe than sorry, man. I know at the same time, but at the same time with all the gloves and the masks, I want for people to know to, you know what I mean, like to be careful and mindful of what you're doing with them at the same time. Because, like, I remember like a month ago when this thing, like, really started first popping off, Jive, like, I'll be walking around stores, you know what I'm saying? I'll be in the parking lot, and I see a rack of masks on the floor. You know what I'm saying? I see a rack of gloves on the ground. Like, for those same people that's trying to, you know, prevent themselves from getting it, by you leaving all of that nasty, you know what I'm saying, hazardous material, somebody got to clean up after you.
Facts.
You might really be
and
passing
it. And you are really
COVID,
passing it
passing
to
it
that
to
guy.
Somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
You think that you're trying to help the community when all in actuality, you're really just saving yourself.
That's it.
That's the only thing
so
you're
it's
doing,
like,
saving
young,
yourself.
So it's like, okay, my thing is this. Like, young, you quick.
Exactly.
Like, young, you have to strap up. It's just like sex. Strap up.
Strap up.
You feel me? Like,
yeah, it feel better when you go on raw.
But at the same time,
when you pissing out, you know,
like
taquitos and hot fries, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, for every fashionist that's out there, you wearing the mask, you looking slick, but strap up, like dap up, like elbow pound. Like,
I say, me and Chris, we still throw the bows.
Yeah,
on,
that's
you know what
it.
I'm saying? Like, I still ain't
dabbing
no up
disrespect
people
to me. It ain't no disrespect to nobody. Like, protect yourself.
Exactly.
Like, son,
exactly.
At the end of the day, you want to protect yourself, people. Like, come on, family. Like, that's the scariest thing. I literally know a lot of people who have caught COVID. I will never put them out there. I will never put you out there.
And I promise.
Never. That's my sacred word. You already know, to the grave. But I know some people who have caught it.
Me too.
And it's
I'll
like
tell you the truth.
And when they tell me, I be like, damn, I feel bad for them. Because it's like, you hear about some stories. Oh, right. Like, some stories I heard about, like, my homeboy, he had it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that was the worst, like, that first week, he didn't think he was going to make it.
Right, right.
He's like, yeah, because it hit him so bad.
That's what one
he
of
was
my
like,
said too.
He was ready to die. Like, he felt like he was ready to die. Like,
right.
He was already telling his family, like, look.
Just in case. You
just
know
in case
mean?
I don't like, make it out.
Right.
I was like, damn. He was telling me the story, and it's just like immediately I felt sympathy and bad.
Man,
I just felt sad
because
of what that, like, what you have to go through. So just imagine you catching COVID. Your immune system is straight. You asymptomatic. You feel strong. You still working out. But you go kiss your mom and give it to your mama though, cuz. And then your mom in the hospital because of you wanting to go out.
See, that's
wanting
crazy,
to go party,
man. Let me just tell you a real life story real
you
quick that
me?
Happened to me yesterday when we talking about speaking on the mom. So my son Malik, we had a little COVID scare, all right? So he was, you know what I'm saying, he started wrestling a little bit. He's in the training camp, but they're under 50. You know what I'm saying? It's a very small group or whatever. But he hasn't been working out the way that he has been supposed to. So that first day back at camp, you know what I'm saying, they're not doing any touching. There's no contact or anything. It's just endurance training. But that first day back, he didn't eat anything for the whole day. He was working out from 9 o'clock in the morning all the way to 5 o'clock in the morning, and he was just running around, you know what I'm saying, just beating himself up. So when he came home that day, you know what I'm saying, he was like, yo, I don't feel good. My stomach,
yeah, this
is my son, Malik, you know what I'm saying? He was like, my stomach hurt, my head don't feel good, you know, I'm feeling lightheaded. So we first thing we thinking is, look, you know what I'm saying, we haven't never heard of anybody getting COVID that fast, you know, feeling any type of symptoms. But to be better be safe than sorry, you're not going to camp tomorrow. We're going to take you to go get the COVID test so that way we can feel 100% secure with what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So long story short, he went and got the test. Congratulations, it came back negative.
Hey,
everything is good.
Malik.
But the scary
thing
is,
talking about,
I was talking to my mom about it. And she was like, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Send them over here. I said, no.
No.
Sit your little old butt down, mom. You ain't helping with nothing on this.
Hey, I just want to say thank you to everybody that is tuned in to us right now. Whether you are on Facebook or you listening through us through the listening to us through your airwaves, we appreciate y'all, man. Because like I said, this is real talk. So our job is we're going to bring the facts. Exactly. Period. Like, yeah, we love to joke and laugh and all of that stuff, but we're going to start talking about, like, we're going to talk about things that they ain't talking about. Like, they really trying to put a cap on and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
and a lot of things that make you uncomfortable.
A lot of things that's going to make you uncomfortable.
Talking to your kids about, talking to your friends about. We're going to be on here discussing it. So that way, we're going to be the voices for you all. Yeah. And also, you can always call in. You don't got to tell us your name. Tell us the way that you feel. Stay, you know what I'm saying, anonymous. But get it off your chest.
Yeah. So
we're going to do it for you.
So it's like, young, that COVID situation, like, it affect me. Like, how I'm dealing with it, I'm just, like, being cautious, bro.
Yeah,
like, I, like, people would say, oh, I see you out here moving around, this, that, and the third. You do. I ain't saying you don't.
Right.
But you're going to see me being safe in the process of doing all this moving around and all this old extra shit. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, my health means something to me.
Exactly.
I got two boys.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying? And I got, you know what I'm saying, people that look up to me.
I
got kids that look up to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to give nobody's child. I don't want to give nobody
nothing
that when I, if I know I got it.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
How to, like, shit, that's, is, yeah, shit,
that's
is
crazy, man. You know, and to go off of that, and to be honest with you,
son,
me,
like,
myself, I know five people in Dale City, Woodbridge,
that has it,
or that knows somebody that has had it, that's been living in the same household. And if you want to be honest, yo, we found out the hard way. My neighbor across the street had that thing. You know what I'm saying? And a house full of people. I'm not going to put all the business out there and all that stuff. But you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that live in that house. Just put it like that. It's about 9, 10 of them.
Crazy,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro, like,
it was going outside every day. There's a lot of kids in the house playing. And then me and my wife, we was looking outside. We was like, yo, what happened to the neighbors?
Son.
They disappeared for like 2 weeks. Little do we know, we talked to one of the people that used to live there. They was like, oh, you ain't know? Oh, they had the COVID. You know what I'm saying? They had to stay in the house.
Son.
They had to go out and stay away. And that happened on my street. So that's just a saying, man, for all of y'all out here that think that's fake and it's not real, or they just trying to keep us away, which I think that there might be some truth to that, as in they're just trying to control us. But know that regardless of what they are trying to do, this COVID situation is real.
It affects you.
Yeah.
It affects you.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, I don't give a damn what the government say. Period. You know that this COVID situation is real. Young, take heed to it. Because, like, period. Like, if you know that shit is real, if you know somebody that had it, so you know it's real.
So you know it's real.
You know it's real. You know it ain't no game. So stop playing with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, the government is the government. But you are you. You know what I'm saying? You're the government of your own home. So govern your home,
man. Govern your
period.
Life. Govern your body.
Y'all
govern,
pray together,
family,
young. Like,
man,
you got a family, dog. And regardless, pray together. Say a blessing over your family in the morning.
I mean,
say a blessing for your kid. Like,
I'm gonna keep it a buck, man.
Like, that's it.
I see a lot of people going, I don't even want
to
say what I was gonna
say.
Nah,
you got to.
Like,
see, he faking now. You see that?
I told you it's been a long day. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
He faking
hey,
that.
Look, man. That's look, all right, you right. It's real talk.
He faking.
And look, man, a lot of people I see faking, man, don't look like they give a fuck about their family any goddamn way. I'm gonna keep it all the way. I be seeing niggas going out every goddamn night. Excuse my language. I be seeing folks going out every night. They partying. I'm not saying that I've never been out. Or that nobody has never seen
shit.
Me out, bro.
I ain't gone out since this pandemic. I'm in a whole cigar club.
I went out one time since March 9th. I ain't gonna lie to you. I went out one time since March 9th. That's it. I went out one time.
Shit.
But the shit that be killing me, bro, is like, and this is no offense, because I know that, I mean, nigga, I ain't throwing subs at nobody. But if I see you out at the bar every day, or if I see you taking pictures and you at
not
the bar
up,
every day.
We not dapping up. No,
I can't help
alone.
But to wonder what you really feel about your life.
And get the hell away from me.
And how you feel about the security of your family. Because majority of the people I see out there, I know you all have children. You know what I'm saying? I know your kids. If y'all, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, how do y'all feel so safe to be out here every single night faithfully, knowing that's a possibility that you could bring that back to your seeds, man?
Son, you know what I'm saying? It's like
I'm not passing judgment, but I'm just asking, like, it's hard for me to understand that. It's hard for me to make the rationale from that. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. You know what
I mean? It, each his own.
Exactly.
It's each his own. You're grown. You're grown.
I don't throw stones.
You're grown. We I'm just here to bring you the information. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to bring you the information.
You know, y'all know love is love. And y'all y'all need anything, you can call me for anything. But I got to keep it real, man.
As long as you know that you're safe. Long as you know that you're safe, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I be seeing Bama's passing drinks back and forth to each other. I'll
slap the shit out of somebody.
I mean, I seen Slim the other day. I was at the spot.
I'd have slapped the shit out of him.
And Slim tried to pass a J to me.
I'd have slapped the shit out of him.
Slim tried to pass a J to me.
Nah,
I say,
we good.
I ain't smoking that.
Nah,
man, I'm good, bro. What are you talking about?
We all right.
I'm good. I'm going to hit my little pen real fast. I'm straight, man. I appreciate it, though.
Nah.
I'm not smoking after nobody. I don't want no shorts. I don't want to hold down. I don't want seconds. I don't want none of that, bro. I'm good, man.
Like, it's like, at the end of the day, dog, this whole pandemic situation, man, is scary.
It's a wake-up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is life. This is the life that we have to get accustomed. Like, every situation, we get accustomed to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we move with the time. So
you got to adapt.
You have to adapt. You know what I'm saying? Like, understand that us wearing the mask is going to be for another 2-3 years.
Yeah, at least.
You know, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just facts. That's just what it is.
And if you want to be honest, me personally, I think I might end up wearing a mask for majority of the rest of my life.
But I'm just saying, because
I don't know if I'm gonna wear it in like every single place.
It does something to your psyche.
It really does, man.
You know what I'm saying? It really does something to your psyche. So like, especially everybody that are like, if you are a clean person, dog, just you know how you feel about your home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, feel about that everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't
we got that Fabuloso all in the crib. Like, man, you coming at us.
Like at the crib, take care of that. Like, right, you know how you feel about your kitchen, your bathroom, your room, your living room. Feel that way about everything.
That's the problem. A lot of people don't feel that way about nothing.
No, and that's
man.
The truth.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's the truth. Fact. That's a fact.
Like, niggas,
but at the same time,
I don't care, bro.
But see, so listen. My thing is, I don't care how you feel or how you take care of your home.
Right.
I know how I'm going to live.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I know what I'm going to do.
Yep.
I know how I'm going to take care of me. Yeah, I put the mask on.
Me too.
Yeah, I might hit you with the boom. Mm-hmm. If you get offended, why are you going to get offended?
Right.
I'm trying to protect myself and protect you.
Yeah, yeah.
Period.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy because I want an elbow.
Like, come on,
I want to hit you with the elbow.
Like, that shit is crazy, bro. Like, I'm not trying to do nothing. You hear me? Like, nothing that involves, like, just
I don't know about aware, you, man. Bro. I don't know about you, but, yo, I done been through too much in my life.
To die over COVID,
I done came through so much. I done got over so many trials, tribulations, or roadblocks to die from COVID, young.
Listen,
like,
man.
I'm not letting this one take me out, bro. I ain't gonna tell about all the things I've been through some stuff, some real life and death situations where I did not think that I was gonna be able to make it home. Just kiss my mother, you know what I'm saying? This before I'm married, this after I'm married, all these situations. So why do y'all think I would let COVID take me out?
Son, listen, my whole thing is that there is like my whole thought process. Like, dog, I done been locked up. All this other wild stuff. I refuse, dog.
To die of COVID,
cuz.
Yeah, man. Hey, imagine going to the funeral and be like, damn, what happened to homie Black? Oh, the cops shot him? Nah. What, he got robbed? Nah. What, he got hit by a car?
COVID,
he was drinking and driving?
But listen, hold on. But
COVID,
got okay, hold on. Time out. We enjoying the moment. We laughing.
But it's serious, though. You know?
Anybody that lost a loved one due to COVID, young, I can't imagine what you're going through. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, for me,
rest in power, Miss Faye.
Yeah, like, but for me, and what he's saying, what we're saying basically here, what we're saying here is like, yeah, we done been through a lot, man, just to go off of the COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like whoever has lost a family member that is listening through the airwaves, just think about it. Like, you was just with that person, like, that the day, a couple days before.
Right.
And then you knew what that person been through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you knew the struggles that person had overcame, all the obstacles, everything that person been through.
Facts.
But then they just went because of the COVID.
Overnight, feeling like.
You feel me?
Not even
so
overnight,
that's what,
but it's a
that
painful
is the,
death
that
as well.
Is what I'm saying. Like, just to go, like, I was just chilling. I was just, you know what I'm saying, uplifting the youth, doing a radio show, or whatever you seen me at. He caught COVID and gone.
COVID and died,
like,
bro.
Come on, bro. Like, that you can't, this life that we live in right now, the what's going on right the hell now since March when they told everybody.
Right.
Bro, just think about this. All the beef that you might have had with your family member, whatever. Now, I'm going to be a hypocrite about this. I ain't going to lie to y'all because there's some people in my family I just don't want to talk to right now. I'm going to just keep it honest.
It'd be like
it,
that
I'm going to keep it 100% with y'all. Like, just right
you,
now.
You're going to see him start putting a message. So why ain't you answering my call?
Exactly.
Bro? Why ain't you answering my call?
Right now.
You ain't want to talk to me, though.
Yeah, some people I ain't talked to. I'm just telling the truth.
We but cool, no, though. I can love you from a distance.
I love you from a distance.
I love you from a distance,
but,
bro.
But no, but like, for real, for real. Like, you know, if you love somebody, like the people that you love in your family, if it was a dumbass squabble or situation that y'all can overcome, man, just tell that person, young, I love you, young. I'm sorry, I love you. You ain't got to be buddy-buddy or cousin-cousin all day, but just tell that person, young, I love you, man.
Love
keep
you,
it
man.
Moving. You seriously. Feel me?
Like, hey, Chavo, I don't know why you calling me, bro. I'm online, man. Don't hang up. If you watching, hang up.
Chavo trying to get in.
Yeah, we calling the wrong number.
Yeah,
man.
He trying. Yeah, Chavo, you dialing the wrong one. Yeah. If you trying to get on,
he probably ain't gonna watch. He probably just trying to say what's up, man.
Yeah,
what's
that's
I love
all.
You, brother. I love you, brother. You know what I mean? But
what's up, Hank? What's going on?
Yeah, man. But shucks, I did though have an opportunity to listen to Governor Northern.
Okay.
You know, the governor of Virginia right,
right.
now.
What are you talking
about?
He had
like an hour press conference
that's
yesterday. Yeah, it was job
too
like it was job like
long.
You know what I mean? He was talking about this, that, and the third and all types of BS. But he got to the meat and potatoes, man. So
that's a show. That's
oh,
a,
yeah,
that's a
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this that and the third.
This that and the third Saturday.
Saturday, 7 PM. Definitely want to check
you
that out. That's for the man Bobby Soul and my man Gio,
yep.
The God MC as well. Definitely want to check them. Let me go ahead and run through it as well.
Okay,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on Thursdays, Thursday 10 p.m., we got the Ryan Show. You know what I'm saying? That's later
tonight.
On tonight. You know, us at 7. We got the Real Talk Radio Show. We appreciate everybody looking out, everybody that's engaging with us. On Wednesday at 1 p.m., we got two guys bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? Bull chatting. On Wednesday at 9 p.m., we have Serious Business with my homie Poetic One, you know what I'm saying, Miss Chastity. And then on Tuesday as well.
FBO, FBCL Radio. Miss Tracy Clark is the host.
Tracy Clark is the host.
That's the spiritual. Listen, everybody that's looking for that spiritual joint on, you know what I'm saying, to get you to that next level, Tuesday at 12 p.m.
Tuesday at 12 p.m.
That is your spot right
yeah,
there.
And I've tuned into one of her joints too, man. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
too, man.
I like how she talks.
I like her energy.
I've watched everybody's joint.
Yeah, me too.
You know what
me
I'm
too.
Saying? I ain't biased. This is the me team. Too. I'm a part of the team. So
I ain't gonna lie. There's only one show I ain't watched yet, but I ain't gonna say it because I'm gonna watch it tonight at 10 p.m.
Oh,
and then I'm gonna get with
you
it.
Just so, oh, you just,
I know.
Ryan,
I'm plugging him in at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you
game. So I'm watching it tonight. At 10 p.m. after this show, the Ryan Show.
So listen, y'all. Like, okay, this is another plug for our show. Our platform, any one of these platforms, for real, for real. Like, young, just holler at us, young. This platform, you see what we doing, man. We trying to bring information to the community. We trying to bring the community together through radio. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like an avenue. So if you are an artist, if you are a cook, a chef, entrepreneur, whatever.
Yeah, real estate agent.
Real estate. If you just
want
to plug, if you want to, you know what I'm saying, come up here, take 20 minutes to talk about whatever, take an hour. Mm-hmm. Let us know, man. We can give you this,
and
man.
We could talk about it. If it's 30 minutes, could be, you know what I mean? 30
exactly.
minutes to an hour. Just give us a call, man, and we'll work everything out.
Man.
But we definitely have space and opportunity for anybody in the community
Facts.
That just wants to try to spread what
any
they know,
group,
knowledge and information.
Any group, any yeah. organization,
any group,
anybody.
We're non-biased,
like,
non-partisan,
I'm trying to tell you.
Man. I'm trying to, like, yo, honestly, I want to get some KKK members up here.
Man,
yo, I've been talking,
I told
yo,
you that, man.
Yeah, look,
I told
I'm
you that.
You, look, I want to get some KKK
so
dudes
told
up
him,
here. Like,
he try,
yo,
man,
bro,
I told him
I
that.
I thought
so,
about it before. I was just glad that you said what I was thinking.
So, listen. So,
you know
okay,
what I'm saying?
On real
talk. Air-likes think alike,
okay,
man.
So listen. So one of the things that I am trying to do. Everybody in America is going to tune in. Everybody in America is going to tune in. But I would like to sit down with some KKK members. Like, I would really... Because I want to know some things. I want to know you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm a strong enough black man that I could do that.
Yeah, I could do that. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't always, you know what I mean? Intellectually, I know where I stand at, and I know I feel like I would be the right one.
Me
I don't
too,
give a damn how bad or what they say out their mouth. You still can respect it. You know
exactly,
what I'm saying? Still, I can still check you without
having
to
get physical. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I just
to harm
that,
you.
I just want that conversation. And
yeah,
also, you
it's
know,
a
you,
dialogue,
can let,
bro,
you, like, you can let them know they can bring some of their people as well if they feel uncomfortable. This is going to be me and Archie up here, man. Like, I'm not scared. I'm not nervous. I don't get intimidated. None of that stuff, man. You can bring him. You know what I'm saying? The person that want to speak, you can bring three or four of your associates with you.
Oh, I don't
It'll
care.
Just be me and him. And we just want to sit down and have a dialogue,
son,
man.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? And hopefully be able to hit elbows at the end.
like, I'm trying to tell you, like, because it's not like the topic that we're going to talk about next week. I ain't going to get into it right now, but just understand, it's like, I'm telling you, you know, you're going to be uncomfortable. I don't care, but it's going to get spoken about. You know what I'm saying? We're going to converse about this situation next week, too.
Right.
So, man, again, getting back on the topic of the COVID, man.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? But if y'all know anybody, definitely shoot them up this way. But just make sure that they got their masks on, because I'm pretty sure that they might be pretty alt-right, so they think that all this is some BS. So the only issue we going to have,
we check temperatures,
is if they don't have their mask on and they don't want to get their temperatures checked. You know what I'm saying?
We check temperatures.
Because then I might have to check their temperature. You know what I'm saying? But listen, so let's go ahead and get back to this VA thing. You know what I'm saying? This VA situation.
Okay.
So I had a chance of listening to the Governor Northam, and he was saying, you know, that there's going to be a lot of new provisions that's put in place because the coronavirus is moving differently than it has been over these last 3 months. You know what I'm saying? If anybody knows about the coronavirus, they really don't know, but only so much. Because thing about viruses is they're always changing, they're always mutating, they're always evolving. So you got to be careful for that. But he did say that one of the things that he was trying to make sure of is that by this month that they were going to be doing at least 10,000 tests. I believe it was a day. They was trying to do at least 10,000 tests a month or 10,000 tests a day. And he said that they have gotten it all the way up to 17,000 tests already. So they're 7,000 above the mark. So that helps explain why the cases are going up so exponentially, because there are more testing. So of course, with more testing, there is going to be a higher rate of the COVID, but that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. The good thing about that is that as long as you know what you have, then we know how to protect you and protect society. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. He started breaking down the different parts of Virginia, and he said Northern Virginia is doing the best right now. So I want to shout out everybody in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
We are at the COVID rate 5.7%. All right. They said Northwest Virginia is doing the best right now. We have the lowest decrease, but Northwest Virginia is doing the best at 5%. Southwest Virginia is up 7.1%. Central is up 6.5%, and Hampton, the whole 757 area code, is up 9.9% to 18%, guys. That's not good. That's a problem, man. You guys have increased by 18%. And unfortunately, the reason behind that is because from everybody going to the beach in Virginia Beach and everybody out there that just wants to get out the house, have fun, have block parties and all those types of things, guys, you're really endangering your community, you're endangering Virginia, and you're endangering anybody that might not live in Virginia who came to visit that now have to leave. So just be careful of that, guys, because we're not going to be able to get back to at least somewhat normality until these things start shutting back down. I mean, until the scare starts decreasing again. So now Governor Northam, he has provided a new provision, and he has new acts that's going to be happening in Hampton on Friday at 12 a.m.
I'm trying to add people.
Go for it. So Hampton, there's not going to be any alcohol that's sold after 10 p.m., as well as all restaurants will be shut down by 12 p.m. As well as that, businesses will not be able to have more than 50% capacity in any establishment as well. And you will be forced to wear a mask as soon as you go in. All right, so just know, man, that, you know what I mean, they opened everything up so that way the economy could get booming. I guess it seemed like a couple of people didn't want to take it seriously, and now we're getting put back to where we started.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
All right, this is for, like, the parents. Like, y'all, if everybody that's watching as a parent, you can comment on this, what I'm about to say.
Right,
and
feel free to chime in.
And I'm going to read it. How do you feel in your heart, your parenting heart, about your kid going back to school?
Not happening. Well, all right, so luckily Prince William County has put a provision in where no child is allowed to go to school for the first, I believe it's for the first quarter.
I'm just talking about period. Like,
period? All right,
I'm talking about period. Damn what they talking about. Damn what they talking about.
For me personally, look, I'm going to make it cut, blank, point, simple. If Barron ain't going, Trump's kid, then why the hell my kid got to go?
Okay.
Straight like that. If the president kid ain't going to school, why am I going to send my kid to school? What the hell that look like,
I mean,
man?
You know what I'm saying?
He going to stay home? About Trump is Trump shut down the whole private school that Barron went to. So that way he didn't have to go to school. He shut down the whole school, man.
Listen.
That's gangster.
Come on,
he like, nah, y'all can go back to school, but the reason my son can't is because the school shut down. Why do you think they shut down the
Why
school,
Why you think they shut down one it, goddamn school. School?
It's a private school. It's not federally funded.
It ain't they can make, so, they make their own rules, cuz.
And also, they make their own money. They need for the students to go to school to be able to keep the school open. Man. So why would a private school that doesn't have as many students as a public school not reopen? Besides the fact that they're worried that Barron might catch it.
Son,
so off of that alone.
So it's like, like I said, I posed that question to the parents because... Like, it's mixed, like, people are mixed, you know what I'm saying? People are going to do what they want to do. But at the end of the day, it's like, I understand, like, we just got to get accustomed to adjusting. You know what I'm saying? Like, why the hell are you going to send your kid? Okay, so this is what I came up with. Is what I said when I heard about it, I got mad. So my thing is this. There's no way in the hell I want my kid in school.
Right. I feel the
and
same
I say
way.
This because... Me as a parent, my son is autistic. Mm-hmm. My oldest son, he's autistic. I know what his mom does, you know what I'm saying? How much she takes care of my son.
Right.
So, I don't know how much somebody else take care of their son.
That's the issue.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's
like, you got kids in class that eat boogers and all this, man, like snot nose and wiping it on your kid.
They sneeze
without any regard to life.
Yeah, they don't cover their mouth.
And you can't tell a kid, like, you can't tell a kid to cover, like, to keep the mask on all day.
Exactly. But not just that. But
so
have you ever
it's
been,
like,
go ahead.
No, so it's like, bruh, why? I don't want my son around there because your kid might legit have it or may not have it. You don't know.
Yeah.
But then you giving it to my son.
Bro, and then you know the way kids play games, bro. Like, I've been 10 years old. I've been 9. I've been 8. I've been 7. I've been all of those years. As soon as they be like, look, class, we can't touch anybody. You got to stay 6 feet because you got COVID.
Man, kids
ain't trying
to.
You know the kid going
to
lick his hand and be like,
yeah,
kid, you got it.
Kid going to throw a block or something.
COVID.
Like, come on,
you know
cuz.
What I'm saying? Like, they're going to be licking each other, smacking each other in the,
like,
back of the neck.
You know,
like
young, this
germies.
Is what happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, so to me,
kids, yeah,
so to me as a parent, bro, I don't want, no, listen, look here.
Bama's used to think, like really thought that if you stepped on a crack, you would break your mother's back. And they used to really step on the crack, wondering why their mama's back wasn't broken. Do you not think that these kids ain't going to go around playing with that?
Exactly.
Trying to see exactly what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Kids,
yeah, like, young, ain't nobody, like, young, I'm not trying to send my kid back to school, man, when this situation is going on, young, because, for one, it's just, I think about everyone else's kid. I ain't going to hold you. Mm-hmm. Like, you think about everybody else's kid, like, let's just face it. Everybody's not clean. Everybody's not the same. Everybody's not thinking like me. Everybody's not going to act like me. Everybody,
exactly.
Like, everybody's not going to think or act like you are as a parent.
Right.
Everybody, parenting skills are not the same.
Not.
So, they could be sending this kid, like, they know he coughing. So what?
Yeah, I gotta go to work. I gotta go to work, man.
I ain't got no babysitter.
I got this.
So you gotta go.
But let's not act like a lot of parents don't use school as a baby kid. I mean, as a
babysitter.
But it is, man.
But, like, listen,
you know what I'm saying?
School,
like,
is job. Like, listen, school is a daycare center.
Yeah, it is.
For 8 hours,
exactly.
It's a daycare center.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's why all these parents pretty much want their kids to go back to school. I remember I heard somebody say, bro, it was like when they started first doing that at home learning. This bitch was like,
facts.
What? That ain't my job to teach them.
No.
That ain't my job to raise them.
You
That's a school's
but
job.
It is your job to teach your goddamn kid. It starts at the house. If the parent don't know what 2 + 2 is, how the fuck the kid gonna know?
Exactly.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like,
kids be teaching the parents anyway.
You feel me? But it's like, dog, like, we just gotta do better, people. Like, I'm just saying that as a whole. I know our listeners and viewers are doing better. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, we just got to maintain it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to maintain.
Stay patient.
Like, young, it's this is what it is, young. Like, period.
At the end of the day.
Like, this is what it is. This is what the world has came to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because of unconscious decisions and everything else, this is where we at now with it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
very true, man.
You know what I'm saying? You love yours. You hold on to yours. You got to keep it on. But we about to get out of here.
Yeah.
You know,
last thing I just want to say about the school.
So for that first semester
or quarter, what they're going to be doing is Comcast. They're offering free internet to anybody that may not have, you know what I'm saying, Wi-Fi or anything like that. Go ahead and talk to your school. They're going to give you a laptop. Talk to Comcast. They'll give you free internet. They're only going to be giving five. Let me see. special ed kids, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be at school 4 to 5 days a week. And then when they reopen, kids are going to be doing pretty much block scheduling. You know what I'm saying? They'll be going for 2 days a week. Other kids will be going for 2 days a week, just interchanging, so that way they can keep the likelihood of passing or transmitting COVID to an all-time minimum. But, yeah, man, that's about it for the day, man.
Any
shit.
closing out statements?
Not really, man. I just want to say, man, peace, love, and shalom. Love who loves you. Support who supports you. You know what I mean? Just try to stay focused. Everybody's going through something right now. Just keep the faith high. Keep the hope straight, and everything will be all right. Y'all know what to do.
That's a fact. And in closing, man, I always say, man, keep your family close. Continue to pray with your family. Continue to pray over your family. And, man, I just understand, man, you might have a bad day. Everybody's going to have a bad day. But just continue to just seek the one above you who gives you that day, because tomorrow is not promised for that day. You know what I'm saying? For your day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't go to bed angry. Don't go to bed with unresolved issues. You can talk about it. There's nothing that you should be able to, I'm mad at you, and hold a grudge for. Talk about that shit. You know what I'm saying? And let it go. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, you only have one life.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So love life, smile every day. In the words of my man Ron Roy Lee, rest in peace.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, two things. Rest of power to Herman, you know what I'm saying, the Republican presidential candidate, actually today, who passed away from COVID. And on a whole nother subject, yo, I see a lot of y'all rocking y'all hair in these buns right now. Know where you got it from. I was the OG at this. One.
I think you was?
I was.
Oh, okay. Well, peace out, man. We love y'all, man. Peace.
Nobody did that before the cypher. Now everybody doing it.
That shit was tough. Facts. That cypher shit was tough. We need to bring that back.
I made it up.